Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Brigham Hoig is with us this morning. She's the manager of the Harvest Market and Produce in the Park. They're just finishing up the Produce in the Park season and getting ready for the Harvest Market coming up next month. Brigham, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Very good. Hey, talk about the Produce in the Park. We know you're doing well. How'd Produce in the Park do this year? Was it a good season?
Produce in the Park had a great season. We had really good sales, really good participation. One of the things that I use to figure out if we've done well is figure out how many of those chamber bags we give away that say Produce in the Park. And we ran out of chamber bags in August, and that was the first time we'd run out before. So that really showed that we were getting a good number of people. We did a few new things this year. We had a market host. So we had leaders in the community host. That would be everybody from the hospital CEO, Lanix High School principal. Beth Olson from Public Health came down and just welcomed folks to the park. It really built a sense of community.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that Produce in the Park has been kind of a growing event over the last several years. It's just the fact that, you know, folks feel comfortable there.
Yes, yes. And we really try to make that the case. You know, we try to work on local food. We also work on building community. One of the other highlights was having Bryant Rasmussen from Parks and Rec bring down yard games. He was there almost every weekend. It was so much fun. Bags, giant checkers. Sometimes he'd have chalk out for kids. And people would just hang out and enjoy those games.
Yeah, it's all meant to be a family event. So, and that's kind of the same as the Harvest Market, too. It's really a family event. It's a time to come on out and just kind of browse a little bit. Take your time. Don't rush through it all because there's hopefully lots of things for folks to see. I know right now you're still looking for some vendors. You still have some room.
We are, yes. So our Harvest Market is kind of special because it's the Monday before Thanksgiving. So it is set just right at that perfect time where people can buy food to serve for Thanksgiving. So we accept not only like we do at Produce in the Park, produce vendors, baked good vendors. This gets really popular that time of year. Buy desserts, buy baked goods you want to serve at the holiday meal. We also, though, sitting there right before Thanksgiving, it's a great time to buy holiday decor or holiday gifts. So we have a number of folks who are going to sell craft items as well. Jams, jellies, all sorts of different homemade, locally made goods. And we are still accepting vendors. Yes.
Do you go out?
You want to apply?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you go out and solicit vendors or do a lot of them come to you?
We do have a number of them come to us, but I also do reach out, especially if people say, hey, you know, my friend is starting this small business and is kind of curious. I'm definitely happy to talk to people.
Excellent. Well, the whole goal is to have lots of variety, but it is kind of neat that you have it at that particular time. It's scheduled for Monday, November 25th. It'll be at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic from 3 until 7 p.m. I mean, heck, you might even have some pies there that folks could just buy, take home, put in the fridge or the freezer, and bring them out on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely that's the goal that we have. Yes, and it is a unique market in that sense. A lot of holiday markets are after Thanksgiving. This one is just right there before.
You bet. Well, you mentioned some of the things, the jams and jellies, the baked goods, and some of the other things that will be involved. Will there still be some fresh produce, or are we getting too late in the season?
There will still be fresh produce, yes. And we are excited. We've got a number of produce vendors that are signed up to be there. It'll be, you know, you'll see more of the squash and more of that fall produce. But we do have folks that have tunnels, so they can continue to plant fresh produce up here through the fall.
Excellent. It's a great opportunity then for folks to take advantage of some of those late season items too. Now, you mentioned the gift items and some different things that might be good for the holidays, not just Thanksgiving. There's that other holiday coming right down the road too. I suppose there'll be a lot of gift opportunities.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That would be everything from handmade lotions and soaps, to different knitted or sewed items, cozy up in the holidays, crocheted items, really just a variety of things. Yesterday, somebody asked me about bringing down some local photography. So, you never know what you might find.
Well, that's good. And you have lots of space, right? You can handle a lot of folks.
Yes, we can definitely handle a lot of folks. Yeah, so we are excited. I mean, we've got a good number signed up so far. It's going to already be a good market, but really we have space to grow, so we're happy to welcome more folks.
Good. Well, what else will be happening at the Harvest Market?
You can buy dinner. We've got A-Town Smoke Shack is going to be selling dinner there. We are going to have hopefully a little bit of live music, so you can listen to that. Also, one of the big selling points for Harvest Market is that there are often delicious samples to try. This year, we actually have a sponsor, Aunt Bee's from Atlantic is our sponsor, and they will be there with samples of their local wines, samples of coffee and cheese as well. So you'll get to try samples from our vendors in addition to our sponsor.
Oh,
and actually, you can buy local wines there right on site this year. Aunt Bee's sells wine for four different local Iowa wineries, and they will be selling wine bottles there at the community center this year.
Great. Lots of opportunity there. And I understand wine makes a great gift, too. So you have those options.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Well, if folks want to know more, if they're thinking possibly about being involved in some way as a vendor, perhaps, or if they just want to know more information about the Harvest Market, is there a way they can find that online?
Yes. So our website is produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com. And that's similar to my email as the market manager, produceintheparkatlanticiowa, all one word, spell it out, @gmail.com.
Okay, so they could always
ask.
They
can also actually personally contact me. Yep.
Okay.
At 712-249-5870. Again, my name is Brigham, and I'm happy to chat with them about opportunities.
Okay, very good. Can folks, when they get online, if they go online, I know you have a Facebook site there too, but if they go online, can they find out more? Can they download any kind of like applications if they want to be a vendor? Can they? Is it just a lot of information there for them?
Yes, they can get the vendor application on our website, produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com, or at the Atlantic Chamber's website. If they are not comfortable with an online application, in person at the Atlantic Chamber is the best way to get a hard copy of the application.
Okay. Is there a deadline for getting those in?
The deadline for the lower market fee is October 31st. We will accept vendors close to up to the time of the market, but we really prefer to get them in earlier and they get a little bit of a discount if they sign up by October 31st.
Okay. I suppose as long as there's space, you'll welcome folks in.
Yep. That's correct.
All right. Well, now, will all of it, you can't depend on the weather when you get that deep in the year. So I assume it will all happen indoors. There won't be any outdoor vendors?
That's right. Yep. We're definitely going indoors to make sure that it's going to be warm enough for folks.
Okay. Very good. Well, if folks enjoyed Produce in the Park this summer, and it sounds like a lot of folks did during the course of the year, this is kind of the, I guess, the big wrap-up. This is how we wrap it all up with a nice bow on top and get ready for the end of the season with the Harvest Market and, of course, the beginning of the holiday season here, too. Folks get a chance to come out and enjoy. And this is a Bring the Family event, right?
Yes, all ages welcome. And we do have it 3 to 7 p.m., so there's still daylight if folks want to get out before it gets dark. And also, they can hang out after work.
All right, very good. Again, that's Monday, November 25th, Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic, 3 to 7 p.m. Your chance to stop on out and enjoy the Harvest Market. And the admission price that day, Brigham, is?
Totally free.
Gee, that's good news.
Yeah.
Just like Produce in the Park. Just wander on in and enjoy all that you can find there.
Yeah.
And you never know. You might find something you like you didn't even know before. Try something a little bit different. Well, Brigham, thank you so much for your time and all the work that you and the committee have put forth this year to make all of those Produce in the Park events go so well. And we wish you great success here with the Harvest Market coming up.
Thanks so much, Jim.